This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Texas Governor Greg Abbott shared his vision for what state lawmakers should prioritize this year. During his State of the State address last night, the Republican leader highlighted perennial conservative issues from border security to further restricting abortion access. He also outlined emergency items, including expansion of broadband access, changes to elections that Abbott says will increase security, civil liability protections during the pandemic, as well as discouraging cities from reducing police funding.
We're not going to let cities in Texas follow the lead of cities like Portland and Seattle and Minneapolis by defunding the police. That's crazy. We will support our law enforcement officers, not demonize and defund them.
Abbott has been pushing for measures to penalize local governments that cut law enforcement funding since last summer when Austin, Texas, reduced funding for its police department. The city's move followed widespread protests against police brutality and racism. Abbott's emergency item designations allow legislators to begin working on these issues right away. Texas's rules bar lawmakers from voting on non-emergency items during the first 60 days of the legislative session. Abbott also said signs the Texas economy is on the mend after the pandemic plunged the state into a recession that left millions of people jobless. He said Texas continues to attract Fortune 500 companies and lead the nation in job creation.
Texas remains the economic engine of America, the land of unmatched opportunity, and our comeback is already materializing.
Abbott pointed out Texas has added jobs for 8 consecutive months. However, economists predict it will take at least a year before the state returns to pre-COVID employment numbers. This is Red River Radio News.